What do you feed your pets on, and how much do you spend on it? Well, if the answer to the first question is tinned food and dried biscuits, then according to Tom Lonsdale, vet and author of the book Raw Meaty Bones, you're doing more than just wasting your money.
The stuff that we feed our pets these days comes out of the can and the packet. This is junk food. Time we stopped it. Time that we took due account of what nature had in mind.
And what effect can this food have on our pets?
Devastating effect, but unfortunately the animals suffer in silence. It's the nature of the carnivore to obscure its problems, pretend that it's well, because that's a survival mechanism. Let's face it, they don't elicit much sympathy from their pack mates in the wild state. So carnivores, if they've got a toothache or a leg ache or any sort of ache, they're going to pretend to be okay. So no wonder that we dumb humans don't pick up on that until it's too late. And even when we pick up on it, we tend to ignore it for a couple of weeks to just see how it will go. Eventually, we then go off to the vet. The vet, of course, comes out with his needles full of penicillin and corticosteroids and so on, fills the animal up with those things, which obscures what's going on, never once considering that the problem has arisen as a result of a toxic diet.
So we shouldn't be feeding them the tins and the dried food and so on. What should we be feeding them?
Okay, something like nature had in mind. You know, nature's blueprint was whole carcasses of other animals. That is the ideal, and that's what they do in responsible zoos. But here and now, for folks in a domestic situation, then I suggest that people feed raw meaty bones of suitable size. They must be raw, they must be meaty, and they must be large. So each meal wants to be one huge piece that the animal does the processing of, because they've got the equipment to do that processing, the teeth and gums. They need to be used, otherwise they'll be lost.
If you've brought your cat or dog up on tinned food and so on, is it really going to know how to cope with a bone?
Well, in the case of dogs, mostly yes. They mostly instinctively go for it. So yes, dogs can get the message pretty quickly. Cats oftentimes not. They become addicted to the wrong stuff. And unfortunately, cat owners, and all pet owners for that matter, become habituated to doing the wrong thing, to feeding the addiction of their pet. So it's very hard. It's a mind game that has to be played. And it's not the sort of thing where owners can very readily change over their old habits to the new way of doing things. So I encourage people to spend a lot of time thinking about this, reading about this, learning up about it before they embark on this new healthy way for their pet. And of course, the pet, eventually when it does make the change, is going to be highly appreciative, and the owner is going to see the vet bills disappear. Dramatic stuff. Pick up thine bed and walk stuff.
Now, if you're feeding them bones, I always imagine that pets are supposed to have, you know, like the crunchy biscuit things as well. Don't you have to give them that as well as your bones?
Absolutely not. No. Why would you give them something that's harmful and costs you more money when the natural stuff's got all the necessary chemicals that they need, plus the physical cleaning? I'm giving a series of lectures, and we put up a picture of a lioness facing her quarry, which is an enraged buffalo bull. 900 kilos of angry flesh and blood. That's going to run down that lioness if he possibly can. It's so important for her to face off against that buffalo bull in order to get the necessary physical cleaning of her teeth and gums and the necessary chemicals through her system. That's the magnitude of it. Really very, very important, to the point where they're prepared to risk their lives just to get a meal.
Now, why is it, you think, that we're not feeding our animals this? Because it seemed that it was only a few years ago that we were still feeding them bones and table scraps and so on.
Well, that's right. The evils of modern advertising and modern communication methods that beam into everyone's living rooms, and people sit there passively receiving the information, believing that it's already been checked by the relevant regulatory authorities and therefore is believable. Very unfortunate. We've been exploited, we've been abused, and our pets have suffered. They've paid with their lives.
That's vet Tom Lonsdale, author of Raw Meaty Bones.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.